Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Top Stories, the show in which the Bugle delves into its own archives. I am Andy Zaltzman. Now, I have a challenge for you. Imagine a dystopian world where firefighters only help you if you've paid a fee on time. Oh, hang on, we don't need to imagine that. We just need to listen to this episode of the Bugle, episode 130, entitled Fire Sale. Here I am with John Oliver.
Top story this week, I have only one burning desire. Let me stand next to your fire. Andy, there was an amazing incident in Tennessee last week.
That's a new one in your repertoire, that.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Introduced, first time. Yeah. Well, no, to be honest, there are amazing incidents in Tennessee every week, but those amazing incidents usually involve the spectacular barbecuing of various meats, or are incidents contained in the narrative of heartbreaking country songs. Sometimes those songs are, in fact, about the spectacular barbecuing of meats. Interesting side note, Tammy Wynette's Stand By Your Man is actually about standing next to your man while he marinates a brisket. Anyway, here's the story. In Bryan County in rural Tennessee this week, the fire department stood back and watched a family's home burn to the ground because they had forgotten to pay a $75 annual subscription fee. Now, you might well ask, why didn't the fire brigade put out the fire? And I'm sure the homeowner, Gene Cranick, asked that question both quietly to himself and loudly to the fire brigade as together they stood and watched his house burn to the floor. Well, Bryan County is outside the city of South Fulton's reach, so the fire department there require homeowners to pay a voluntary fee if they want to be covered. Cranick said that he'd paid the fee in the past and that it had simply slipped his mind this year, and that even when he offered to pay whatever the cost might be to put out the fire department refused to respond during the 2 hours it took for the flames to spread from his garden to his house. Wow. Wow, Andy.
That's an impressive effort. It's basically the fire department just replicated the Bush government's attitude to Hurricane Katrina. I think.
That's basically true. South Fulton doesn't care about rural white people. Now, this is a very, very complicated situation. And, you know, there are two sides to the argument regarding the fire. On one hand, yes, he didn't pay his $75 fee. And it's very hard to motivate anyone to pay it if you keep waiving the fee every time there's a fire. Maybe he forgot. Maybe he was trying to cheat the system. Who knows? But, on the other hand, pour some fucking water on it. You're sitting in a fire truck weighed down with heavy, heavy water. He's got a house that just happens to be on fire. I've got a great idea for how to make your truck lighter and his house less hot. Pour some fucking water on it. Now, back to the first-hand argument, Andy. You could also argue that the fire department showed admirable restraint here. They risk their lives every day on these calls. Many of them are volunteer firemen, and all they're asking for is $75 a year for helmets, hoses and ping-pong balls. In many ways, the homeowner is lucky that they weren't lighting cigars off his living room couch or toasting marshmallows off his family photo album. But then again, on the other hand, Andy, although this seems complicated, at its core, it's actually quite simple. One, they had water. Two, they saw fire. So three, pour some fucking water on it!
Tennessee, incidentally, the state that sounds most like the answer to the exam question, describe Steffi Graf in one adjective. But, but it was a bit galling, you know, to be standing there watching it burn down, rather than not even, you know, if they'd just not turned up, that's a different matter. But to turn up and then watch it, that just looks vindictive. I do hope they actually had the hoses on and were just firing them in the air and catching the water in their mouths, just to show him what he could have had. Because it's very much similar to when you're having a heart attack in a hospital. The last thing you want to see is a doctor checking whether you've paid your subs or not and waving the defibrillator in front of your face, saying, "Ah, who's been a naughty and tight-fisted boy?" Then using that defibrillator to make a cheese and ham toasty. Bread, Brunswick, Emmental, zzz, clear, zzz, oh, yum, yum.
At least it's a nice toasty that he went with there, Andy. Now, see, that's the thing. Although this is an isolated incident, it does have wider implications, as this has illustrated a potential way forward for government funding, not just in America, but possibly all over the world. Do we collectively move towards a mix-and-match-your-own version of government services so that you can opt in and out of whatever services you want? You know, maybe you'd like to save money by not having any refuse collection every week and instead setting fire to your own rubbish in your backyard and then choose to pay for fire protection in case it gets out of hand. Now, you can design it yourself.
I think, we can apply this across the board. Teaching, for example, pay for per fact. You know, you have a teacher at the front of the kids, they're the class saying, "Right, kids, catapults down, bandanas off, it's lesson time. Right, last week you all paid me enough money to tell you how the Normans and the Saxons came to be squaring up at the Battle of Hastings. When you've collectively put 30 quid in that bucket, I will tell you who won."
Well, that's the already, people in America can roll the dice and not have health insurance. It may not be that way for much longer, but it still is the case now, on the understanding that if they turn up to the emergency room, they're going to get seen anyway. A hospital won't leave you bleeding on the side of the road. This man just assumed that the fire service would put it out anyway, and the fire department called his bluff, Andy. They called his bluff, and they watched that f***er burn. You do feel sorry for both sides involved in this situation, which is clearly just a demonstration of a massively flawed system breaking down. But, of course, you know, the conservative or the libertarian argument here is that this is actually a perfect example of the system working fantastically well. America is the land of the free, Andy, and this man was free to make life a bit more exciting for himself. Every time he lit a candle, he was basically stepping into a homemade casino. He was playing flame roulette every time he turned his gas hob on.
But it's basically bribery, John, this £75 subscription. And bribery, I think we talked about bribery as a form of taxation a few months ago on the Bugle. And I stand by my theory that this is the future of public funding. You fork out as and when you require a public services. And this is essentially what Gene Cranick tried to do. He basically said, "I'll pay you $75 to stop my house burning down." And they said, "Oh no, that's more than my job's worth." I said, "All right, I'll cover all your costs. And they replied, "Add a naught onto that and we can start talking." That's basically how it works. The Inland Revenue in this country already uses brown envelopes, basically admitting that when you send in your tax, the subtext is basically, "Hey, Mr. Government, I want my kid to go to an adequate school and my granny not to freeze to death this winter. I can't do that. Sure, how about if I just slip me a nice couple of G's into this envelope here? Our little secret. I'll ask my boss. You drive a hard bargain. I'll stick a bit more in there for you. Okay, we have a deal. Little Timmy will have a new test tube in his chemistry lab, and old Morag can switch a heater on for 10 minutes at bedtime. You're a gentleman."
It's true. Well, the system also runs the risk of turning essential emergency services into protection rackets. You could just have fire engines patrolling towns late at night, flicking matches out of the window, saying, "Oops, let's hope no one has a little accident here." The fire department, in fact, only turned up to the blaze when the flames threatened to spread to a neighbouring property who had paid the $75 fee. And it's just insane, Andy. This This could obviously all be sorted out just by growing up and taxing people properly. You shouldn't be able to opt out of a fundamental emergency service. It's just not a sensible decision. Having water sprayed on your burning home is not a luxury item like a robot butler. It's a fundamental service that should be provided through your taxes.
Well, I don't know, John. I mean, is it right that I pay my taxes when my house has never caught on fire? To, you know, people who, like, live in ovens or something, right, whose house routinely catches on fire every meal time. I just don't see why that's fair. They made this lifestyle choice.
You know, when you put it like that,
I'm the one who has to subsidise it.
When you put it like that, Andy, it does seem completely unfair.
Thank you for listening. Support what we do by joining the Bugle voluntary subscription scheme to make a one-off or recurring contribution via the buglepodcast.com. If you're listening in Apple, you can also click the button to support us right now, too. Goodbye!
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.